Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We may not be able to get in on the hurling action like we're used to, but we can get in on some exclusive offers from Renault. To celebrate their third year as official car partner of the GAA, Renault is offering a range of special offers exclusive to all GAA club members. So now you can take home the win right to your door. Check out Renault.ie/GAA to find out more.
With Renault, official car partner of the GAA, taking the passion of a nation to a whole new gear.
A grain of rice. You're going to tip the scale. Just remember that, lad.
There's a small bit of a needle there.
Now, come on,
Mayo. You've got to get Andy Moran into the game.
We're missing what the show. Then we're no longer the whipping boys of Munster.
Thanks everybody for rejoining us. We're going to look ahead now to the quarterfinals. We've had the draw. We have the Rebels against the Dubs. Repeat of the 13 painful semi-final, and mouth-watering game, and another mouth-watering one with Tipham Waterford, and it's just fantastic. I think the hurling season just again keeps on giving, and the matches, we look back on them, the Clare match, Clare Cork, brilliant game. Looking at the first one, Earl, did you ever in your time, sir, you were a long time management, and did you ever get a blow like Matty got? With Owen O'Donnell, first of all, maybe he shouldn't have played Owen. No, that was a decision, but 2 minutes he was gone. But the COVID thing, sir, that was just, I mean, two of the starting lineup and then two subs that come on in every game, Whiteley and O'Rourke, gone that morning.
I didn't really, but like we just have a rule, you know, that time it was knockout and we'd be playing the Munster against the Winners. Okay, played All Ireland and Beavers, but I just have a rule out with the lads. There was no holidays during the summer. You know what I mean? We'd be thinking, look, we're going to be there in September. Mightn't be, but there was no holidays. They understood that.
Once McInerney and Finnerty were back from the States.
Yeah, they were back. But they do it back in early. He came to one evening after training. He says, I'm going getting married. Sure, I said, that's no problem at all. When it'll be September, October. No, he said, that's the problem. Now, Mac would be easy going. The wife, yeah. No, she'd be decided what to. It was in the mid-August, the about the weekend before the semi-final, like. I said, McInerney, for God's sake, could you not get me? I said, look, could you know yourself? So that was a kind of a shock to the system. So what we did was, they were all going to the wedding. So we trained the morning of the wedding, all right? That was Saturday in Bennett Slow. All we did was a bit of running. And we trained the following morning. Now, of course, Mac wasn't there.
Jesus.
He didn't take honeymoon. Like, he waited till after September. That was the only shock. No, I never really got a bad break like that. Like, you know, it was tough, like, to be fair to Matty Kinney. But talking about Matty Kinney, they will be dangerous next weekend. Mm. If O'Donnell is back, I'd rate him the best fullback in the country. Again, he's not getting credit for it because the team are kind of winning things. But to me, he's a great player. Like, very, very underrated. If he's back, I expect this match, like, as Mark says, to be very, very tight. Because knowing Matty Kinney, he will know how to set up to stop the runners of Cork. It might look nice, but he'd stay in the game and he'd take his chances. That's the way he's going to play. Like you know, because he'd seen Cork. He'd have known that kind of how to, he'd know how to play against them if he's had to stop them. But to me, they will clog, like the mentor, that they will make it very, very hard for room and try to stay in the game. And they're fairly good at it because he has a lot of physical fellas as well. And like there's two Vincent lads midfield from St. Vincent. You might beat them out for the hurling, but by God, for their work rate and running, they will go all day. I expect that match to be a lot, like Cork could be hot favourites, but to me, that match would be a lot tighter than people think.
Yeah. It's a total banana skill. Like Cork will get absolutely no credit for if they happen to win the game, like because there's an expectation now that's the easy draw. It's not the easy draw. Like we would have already mentioned it going into the Leinster final, we gave Dublin a great chance against Kilkenny, but the COVID was a big problem for them. But on the night in question, the amount of chances that they missed during the game and the freeze that they missed. Like, they could have been way closer to Kilkenny in the Leinster final. So, if they have the COVID lads back, and it sounds as if O'Donnell is back at full back, if Dublin have a full team, like I don't think Cox to Cahalan and Cadigan will be back and available. I wouldn't expect so that they'd be available for the weekend. So I think Cork have what they have, but if Dublin can certainly improve from the Leinster final. And like the fact that Matty has massive experience with Coola as well previously, they won two All-Ireland clubs. He'll be well drilled, and exactly what Sullivan says there in terms of stopping a running game and stuff like that. Like Dublin are very fit and they're very strong, which is exactly what you'll need if you want to try and stop runners and stop Cork's running game. So it's the big thing for me is that Cork will be expected to win the game. They'll get no credit whatsoever, and you're just afraid that you know you'd be on a war footing if you got Tipperary. That's what I would say now straight away. But automatically, the minute now that the draw is Dublin, the players will be going around the place this week. Jesus, we'll be good enough to beat them. We get to the All-Ireland semi-final. It could be a good year. That kind of a rubbish talk will be going on all this week now. And unfortunately, when players are exposed to that, it kind of seeps into their mantra. And you might have 12 fellas will be saying, that's totally blocked out. I'm in my bubble now. It's a championship match. I need to bring 100% to this game for my team to win. But you might get one or two or three fellas on the panel saying, Jesus, you know what? You're probably right. And he'll have the eye on the semi-final. Instead of the match now is against Dublin, and that's the next hurdle that has to be jumped. And that's the big fear for me, Anthony. Like,
yeah, and a different challenge as well for some of them, TJ. You know, Ronan Hayes will be back, I take it. You know, yeah. I don't believe he was sick at all. Being out for the last match, so he was having a great season and really caused Galway problems previously. So a different challenge than Aaron Shanahan, although a big man, he's probably a bit more mobile in terms of moving to the corners. You would probably have Crummy and Sutcliffe going out, teaming up with the two Vincent boys, and Sutcliffe back to his best and Rush back to his best as well. So I think they'll bring, I think the key is O'Donnell though. Too, if O'Donnell is missing, then you're probably playing Keane O'Callaghan. He'll be back in full. Paddy Smith, you know, back in his corner. Maybe Derek Gray back out in the wing. And it's just as a whole dynamic change, or I think, for Dublin.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of the cute Cork man coming out and Matt there. No matter what he says, Cork are 1-4 with the bookies already. They're probably the Munster form, sir, if you were reading Horses this evening or tomorrow evening, definitely reads a bit stronger than the Leinster form at the moment, and you can see why they will be sharp price favourites. I do agree with you, Della. We'll nearly have to see the Dublin team before you can nearly make your kind of full mind up to say, like, O'Donnell is huge, but like Sutcliffe, Hayes, Crummy will bring something different to the Cork boys. It will be a physical challenge in the air. I'd like to think the Cork pace will trouble the Dubs though. I think they have an awful lot going for them up there. Like Shane Barrett and Connolly are getting better. They'll probably even see a little bit more game time. They got 1-2 between them the weekend. I think this is a great opportunity for Cork to get to the last four. It will be the one they wanted to avoid Tip at this stage, maybe possibly have rattled them down the road. So for me, I think this is a great opportunity for Cork to get to the last four. I think Kingston will be delighted with it. I think he will have the focus with the players. There definitely will be, like, if any team isn't to do a break, you would say Matty Kinney is Jewish, right? That's what happened the last day. Maybe Owen O'Donnell will be back. If he had his full crew, yeah, they can cause him plenty of trouble. But for me at this stage, I can't see anything other than the Cork win. My tipping hasn't been great, though.
Yeah, but that's, it's going to be very interesting, because, like, Cork will be hot favourites, and they have the running game and they have the pace. But the Dublin hurlers, I can't even tell you, they're used to playing both codes. To stop Cork, you even have to see kind of the third man tackle come into it. Dublin will be well able to do that, even from kind of from their club thing. They'll be more into stopping the third man tackle. A lot of the hurling counties will be more straight up, like if you get caught for pace or caught, they will be that little bit different. And they'll bring the physicality to it. Like, you know, they're nearly back to what in Davis, and they're back to, they'll see this as a great chance, because they know Cork will be favourites, but they know that Cork will be nice and play lovely hurling. They'll get in real hard. They'll make it as physical as they can. They'll crowd that middle third, and they'll try to stop, you know, like football, to stop the third, kind of like a third man tackle. And what's this supposed to happen? Refs in hurling don't be watching it that much. They're kind of following the ball all the time. I expect Matty to be very well set up. Now, Cork, if Cork lose, it'll put them back a ton, because after having a great championship, if they lose that, like, because they're going to be expected to win it, they're going to be expected at least to be in the semi final. It'll take a trouble out of them. They will be hot favourites, but I'd be expecting a real banger of a clash.
And like, so you know now, with say, from a betting proposition, like, they're no 4-1 on shot. Like, they're a lay all day long at 4-1 on, like, because, like, the lack of consistency of the left.
That's the boss man will give it to us.
Yeah, definitely.
TJ's the real expert in that stuff.
Yeah.
There's never a break for Cork, really, Mark, is there? Like, we spoke about the great win and the way they dug it out against Clare as well. And, geez, they're under as much pressure again for this weekend, like, aren't they, straight away?
But so I suppose that's the thing about being from Cork or being involved with Cork. Like, you know, that's just, we're crying out for success and we're craving it and we want to be up there with the Kilkennys and the Tips and the Limericks. That's unfortunately the county that we come from and the expectation that's there, and anybody that's involved in the management will know exactly that's nothing less than an All-Ireland is going to satisfy the Cork supporters. Yeah. And as I said, they're not going to get any credit whatsoever if they beat Dublin, and pretty kind of shot, Asha, come here, if you can't beat Dublin. That'll be the attitude, like. And unfortunately, that is not the way it pans out, like, because it's 15 against 15, and Dublin are very, very strong, very fit. I've never seen Dublin, actually, Anthony, probably only go back to Euros, and that they are as actually fit and as quick as I've seen in a long time now. And this is a massive potential banana skin. There's nowhere we're a 1-4 shot. Like, that's a 4-1 on shot. Like, no way. Like, it'll be a lot closer than that. Like,
in fairness to Matty and his strength and conditioning team, like, the older guys, the Alan Nolans, the Rushies, the Sutcliffes, the Crummies, who else has been around a good while? Keane O'Callaghan. They're in the shape of their lives, lads. Like, I thought, to be honest now, I thought they had a good chance of beating Kilkenny. And I agree with you, TJ, the Munster form line is better. I do think that. I think the better conference is the Munster conference now, with Clu Galway, and obviously Antrim were in there as well this year. But I thought now, when, you know, 9-0, and I said, God, I thought, like, at the start when Kilkenny went 4-0 up, I said, they're devastated with this news this morning, and now they're after watching Owen O'Donnell going off. And I said, they're going to die a death here. And, like, they didn't. And okay, Kilkenny did have a comfortable enough scoreline win. But this sounds terrible though, for a Cockman listening to this now, and I probably have a few of the fellas who'll be cutting me down on Twitter and be on again about, what do you know about a Joe from Clare away from Cork? I think Dublin are more like a 7-4 shot at this stage. 7-4, 4-7 would be my read on it, because I think with Dublin, with everyone, I do think O'Donnell is crucial, but I think Dublin with everyone, with Ronan Hayes up full forward, with a full bench to pick from, can cause big problems for this Cork team. And I think, you know, Mac was saying that the two boys won't be back.
There must be
also a question about Harnedy, and with the semi-final going ahead again the following week, they wouldn't take a chance, would they, and say,
not at all.
He needs...
But Camille, the scene to even pose that question, right, would lead you to believe that the general public will say, for fuck's sake, would you leave Harnedy off, give him a break, we'll save him for the semi-final. That's exactly the point I'm making to you.
This is psychological warfare
this week. It's psychological. Yeah. Throw away the hurlies, right? Throw away the hurlies. Get down to the beach. Do a bit of stretch. It's all in here now, right? Their hurling is not going to improve any jot this week, right? Maybe a bit of game plan. It's all about attitude this weekend. It's all about, lads, 70 minutes. We'll get to an All-Ireland semi-final. We actually don't know who we're going to play, because it can still pan out, lads. If Tipperary end up beating Waterford, they will be avoiding Limerick. So we kind of know what's going to happen. So look, to me,
I'm just saying that, Mark, in terms of the only mistake I thought Matty made the whole year was starting Owen O'Donnell. Like, he didn't gamble that. Now, they'll know they had another match in the quarterfinal. Now, you don't know, like, if you lose, you know you don't have another match, but would it be worth, like, you were after telling us earlier in the week how the links Seamus went to get himself out there for 70 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that 70 minutes will be hard on the body. Would it be worth gambling? And then you'd have a fully. I'm not saying you can't. You can't gamble and you get caught by the bollocks. Like, do you know what I mean? And beaten by Dublin. But is it worth taking that gamble when you have Barrett now? When you have Connolly? When you have these fellas? That if you had a fully right hand, it in for a semi final.
No, absolutely no chance could you take a gamble on not playing Hannity, because he's so crucial to the first 15 in Cork, right? And particularly to that forward line. Like, if anything, he'll be the first man targeted in that Cork team from a physicality point of view.
For Hannity, Mr. Rush will pay a visit over there quick enough.
Absolutely early on, and I would expect nothing more from him. And again, Shane Barrett and Connolly are only 19 years of age, lads. They could be thrown around. Like, the Dublin lads are very physical now and very strong. So I don't see either of the two of them starting. Barrett will be the first fella in, if anything. Now, I suppose, possibly Cadigan probably won't start, I would expect. So there's a good chance that that Shane Barrett will start. Question Robbie Flynn. I suppose his performance was up and down over the weekend. There's more in him, certainly, from what he produced. Could Conor Cahillane come into the starting 15? That's a possibility. He'll bring physicality. He'll bring an awful lot of work rate. Bill Cooper, first time we saw him, went off with a calf strain. He's unlike. I mean, he would be a definite fella that would be in the mix to start against Dublin, I would suspect. Like, he'd be a fella that needs game time, but I think he got injured again and he was only on the field for a minute the last day. So, look, it's all about psychological this weekend. It is about getting the lads, you know, forgetting about the Clare victory, you know, and it was fantastic. But lads, this thing's moved on now. You can't be living there. Can't be living there from last week now. We've got to concentrate on Dublin this weekend, and you've got to bring your best foot forward, and it'll be... And, like, again, Anthony, I don't know, is there any advantage or disadvantage to a team having played a match the weekend previously, because Waterford won last weekend, having played a game. Clare lost, having played a game. So there's no advantage or disadvantage.
Dale, you make good points. Cork are 1-4. They'll win the weekend. I think they can win without Jamie Harnedy. They'll need him for the following week. Just move on.
We're going to give the nod to Cork, are we?
I really think Matty Kinney, knowing him well, and you do, Daly, as well, like, he'll be saying to the Dubliners, this is a chance of a lifetime.
Oh, absolutely.
We're meeting great horrors, lovely players. They're going to be odds on favourites. We get in there and rock them hard within the rules, rock them hard, go at them all day. We're as fit as they are. Like, it's set up for a Dublin ambush, if you want to be. But Cork will know that. Like, if Cork get their game going, then, and they will be expected to win well. And as Mark says, if they win, well, most Cork players, which we. If they're not here to beat Dublin, they shouldn't be there. But that them days are gone with Dublin. This Dublin team is resilient and fairly. I think that the COVID thing, while it's tough on them, it should make them a bit harder for the next day. They'll be harder to beat. But, like, it's tough on Cork in the sense if they win, they're not going to get much credit. But the point is the reward is the same. It's one step away from the semi-final, and that's a big thing for both teams, especially for Cork, because, again, as Mark said, like, they have to win the All-Ireland. If they get to a semi-final and win it, lovely. And if they get to a final and they don't win it, it still won't count. Like, it won't do for the top counties. They're all about winning.
Yeah. And Mark, will you win it?
The consistency is the big thing, Anthony. Putting back-to-back championship performance together now is the big thing. If they'll come out and they'll perform, they have every chance of winning it, I would say. They need to bring the consistency of performance. That's what all the top teams have at the end of the day. You see the Kerry footballers over the weekend. They were badly beaten up in the first quarter. They got their stuff together. And then they went away and they won in a heck. Like, that's what the very good teams know. They're not relying on chance or, sure, if we play well, we'll win, this kind of stuff. They know if they go through the process, go through their routine, we are the better team. It's just a case of getting it together. And if Cork can get it together, they'll certainly take a lot of beating.
Okay, TJ, we know the way you're going. I'm going to say a tenner on a draw, and this is worth... Is worth the bet, and maybe Cork to advance an extra time. I think there's a big game in Dublin again. Big game against Galway. we're wondering about that form now after the Galway performance, I suppose, against Waterford. So that kind of has my head fuzzled a bit. But I do think the Dubs are going to come out and play really well in this and fresh. And, you know, as you said, a bit of a hangover from a win, the same as a defeat. So, yeah, I just find this a bit harder to call than TJ's, fairly straightforward, and Cork will come through here. So, lads, looking at the other one, sir, I'm going to take you back a good while now. My first day as manager in the championship match was against Waterford way back in 04, and we were beaten 18 or 19 points. And I remember, I think I rang you the following day, Davis dated, like, and I was saying, would I give him, that time probably you had 4 or 5 weeks to the first round of the qualifiers, you know, and into a group then as well, which had a good chance of coming out of. And I remember kind of saying to you, would I give him maybe a week off just to try and see would they, you know, come out of, realise how bad it was and come back refreshed. And you said, no, get him to Cusick Park Tuesday night and get him back on the horse. And I did. And it was the best thing we ever done. And we went on a great whole run, came out of our group and rattled Kilkenny in the quarterfinal, and they beat us in a replay. With the tip, lads, they wouldn't have had the luxury 4 or 5 weeks, sir. But, you know, we've even spoken about it. They were 11 ahead at one stage, only for the late goal by Mark Kyo. They'd have been nearly an 18 or 19 point swing for Limerick. Now, we know how good Limerick are, but what will they be able to pick it up, sir?
Yeah, they probably will, because if you were over them, like, say, I don't know what Liam does, but like, if you were over them and they blew that lead, you're going to say, okay, lads, look for the chance we're getting to redeem ourselves. If that was an ordinary championship, half them could be dropped by the next year from round. They're a good while around. They wouldn't get a chance to redeem themselves, not in this year, and every Tipperary supporter would be shooting them, because they're the standards are high as well. Now, they're getting a chance, as they say, to redeem themselves. So what Bleem will be doing is he'll look at the first half, take all the good things out. They really played good hurling, they had great wrists, lovely hands, made scores look easy, floating, poetry in motion. Now, for whatever reason, like, I know Limerick came up, say, pushed up and kind of physical and got top second half, but just supposing Tip got 2 or 3 points even from freeze at the start, in the first quarter of the second half, I don't think Limerick could come back. You know what I mean? It'd be very, very hard to come back. I think he'll build in the positives and just say, if we get into that position again, even with a few points up, we won't be beaten. Now, I could shell shock them altogether, but that's the management's job to work on that, like to work on their heads. And small little things. I often wonder, there's a guy there called Paddy Cadell. I wouldn't know him if he walked into the room here. I'd know him togged out. Jeez, to me, he'd suit that tip set up because he's a bit of a dog. He's a good hurler, worked a pint to him. Mind you, Malone now, that's strong from Clare. If they put trust in him, he could flourish into it. He's a hard type of hurler, old style, but he could suit the likes of, the Noel McGrath and these as Bubbles the Wire, Ford. They're lovely hurlers, but when the thing really gets down to a dogfight, they mightn't be the best. You need these kind of aggressive lads. And Michael Breen can blow hot or cold. Cadell, to me now, is a lot more balanced than that. Like, I'd expect him to be on the next day because, he'd bring that kind of physicality and kind of constant kind of flow to the whole time. Tip play lovely stuff. But, he has the a week or so to get lads ready. But they'll take the positives. They played very well. Like, when everyone say Limerick are unbeatable, on the second 35 minutes, they're unbeatable. But if I was over to him and said, okay, what about the first 35 minutes? They looked ordinary. They were made look, well, they're not as good as they looked. Now, the second 35 minutes, they're still the team to beat. So Tip will still, even though the supports that they had, will still take a lot over because they did get that big score. They'll have to do the same again and maybe get the likes of Shamie Cannon back into sound. I was expecting the last day, and I know he's gone off form, but I thought the last day when things were going on in the second half, the likes of John McGrath, come on. You see, he might be off form, but you don't lose your the skill you have. And he'd be still capable of slipping a score or two if he got onto the ball. I suppose you're going so well and kind of shell-shocked that Limerick came back into it. They're still in a strong position, but the one thing they'll have to do the next day is they're going to have to figure out how to stop the Waterford running game, because Waterford will do the same thing. Now, Waterford did that to them in the league. They ran through them below, and it was in Fraherfield, or it was ran through them. They'll try the same thing again. So if you're going to stop that, you have to kind of stop it at base. But they'll know that, and no better men than Tip to kind of, work out how to, maybe get in and just stop it at base. Like, it'll be a different game to the Galway game, though, between Galway and Waterford.
Yeah, it will. And Mark, would you say the likes of, I think Paddy Gidel is an obvious one. It's Earl is right. I think Mark Hill, I think go back to John McGrath, throw him in on the edge of the square. Not so sure. The 17, Shamey. It's a bit like we spoke about Joe. Maybe Shamey coming off the bench there would really give things a lift if this tight. I think he needs to shake up that first 15 a little bit. I know you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater either. Like,
no,
you have to be careful with your changes too.
Yeah, and you know the loyalty that Liam has shown to these players, and we've often discussed it. There's no doubt that Paddy Cadell is worth his place in that first 15, and you sometimes you have to find a place for some of these players. Like John McGrath, it's an amazing thing that he's gone so far down the pecking order of those players. John McGrath was a feared forward 3 or 4 years ago. So I think Sutherland's right. Like, you don't lose that ability, or you don't lose that skill, and you know it's always there bubbling away underneath. But you'd have to say, lads, like Cody, most of these decisions are made in the training field on the Tuesday and Thursday night. And if fellas are going that poorly, you're just saying they can't justify starting the fella or bringing him on. Or, you know, Mark Hill must be going well in training. There must be something there that says, look, he's a way ahead of him. But like, going back to the overall thing, I don't think Liam will change a whole pile from his first 15, Anthony. He'll probably say to himself, okay, we were brilliant for 35 minutes. Something happened in the dressing room. Okay, Limerick came out revitalised. Did we miss something, lads? Did we miss a trick? We actually did get a break. Like, and most of this damage was done now in the third quarter, not the whole second half. It was done in the third quarter. So Pip got a break for 2 or 3 minutes to correct themselves again and weren't able to correct themselves. So I think that's the challenge that Liam will be looking for. How do we produce this now for 4 quarters? Like, do we do something different in the first quarter, or maybe preserve a bit more energy? But I think Sutherland is 100% right. Waterford have now brought a new challenge. We saw the real Waterford that we saw last year. We saw them turn up against Galway, which was the running game. And that'll be the biggest challenge that Liam will have. He'll be saying, okay, we know what we have. We're a hurling team. We're a stick team. We'll play the ball around. And if we get it to any one of our forwards, they'll score from any position. But the question is then, lads, when we're not in possession, how do we counteract, or how do we stop Waterford? And the biggest question is, like, Dan McCormack and Breen will be two of the battering rams they'll be using to stop. But will Noel McGrath stop fellas? Will Alan Flynn stop fellas coming through the centre? That's the big question. And he might be looking at one or two fellas there that maybe not as flashy from a Holland point of view, but will have a higher work rate, a higher energy. And like, if a Conor Cahalan would be seen in that role, he'll do an amount of work for you. So that's the biggest issue I think Liam will have going into this weekend.
TJ, there's bound to be.
Good point there. The McGraths, the county final last year, get caught in the last stroke of the game. You know what I mean?
Both of them, the football as well.
Especially, the whole, like, I felt after the game that could affect these guys down the road. Not that, you know, they'd get over, but you know, when you get a sucker punch like that, they play their hearts out and seem to have the game won. And kind of done, going ahead, especially with John McGrath, I said, you know, Noel is kind of hanging in. Did that county final defeat affect these guys? Because I think for the club, they gave their heart and soul and both county finals. You know what I mean? It was a killer to them, like.
Yeah, they have. And we all saw them down their knees that after those both finals, the football and hurling final, devastated and drained. And we kind of maybe thought that would affect them last year, but it could be a hangover of it there too. Like, but no better players to bounce back. TJ, there'll be a lot of talk about the two Liams.
Yeah.
Maybe the current Tipperary manager, and I suppose with you processes maybe coming into play out the future one at some stage. Would Sheedy be good at that now? It'll be a bit of a tester for Liam Cahill, won't it?
Absolutely. Contrasting styles, as Cyril said, they're contrasting psyche at the moment. Waterford buzzing this week after a great win. Tip trying to pick it up. But in fairness to Sheedy, he's done this before. So he's been down this road and he has done it successfully. I don't think you're going to see a whole pile of change. The reality is, as Cyril touched on there, right? If Aaron Gillan had been sent off, right? Or let's say if Tip had scored one or two scores at the start of the second half, right? They would have probably beat Limerick maybe by 5 or 6 points. They'd be favourites with All-Ireland now, right? So they don't have a whole lot to find. And I watched the game back. in the first half. And even speaking about Noel McGrath, right, in the first half, right, I would say Noel McGrath had as many possessions as anybody. There were an awful lot of ball went through in the first half of the game. So these are all very good players. They do have options. I thought we might have seen Robert Byrne. I thought we might even have seen Owen Connolly. He was impressive there underage, centre-back for the team. Like, Willie Connors has been coming on. Paul Finn has come on. Brian McGrath. Like, he does have a lot of options. And you have to say, with all those guys, Eamon O'Shea, Tommy Dunn, Owen Kelly, Darren Egan, all very smart men, right? You have to say that they're picking the best team. I don't think this is a loyalty pick. I think that there's a pressure on here. They'll want to be in the semi-final. They'll want to make up for the last day. The bookies are making tips, slight favourites, but this is a very, very tight call on this one. The running game versus the way Tip play, whoever influences that piece will be significant in the results.
Mm. So, yeah, I know. If whatever team gets their game going.
Yeah.
I just think, lads, I was very impressed with Watford. You could allow for the fade-out nearly. The Galway probably said, geez, the last water break, the Galway lads probably said, geez, lads, are we going to make any shape at all here? And they did. And then the extra man was another factor in that. And yeah. I thought, like, Joe Kenning stepped up, then won a couple of high balls and laid them off. And putting Kyle Mannion inside caused him a few problems. But I was impressed with him overall. I'm impressed with the way they've been able to make changes. As I said, Fagan back to form. Jack Prendergast, I thought, left a clear game behind him. The Bennetts, all three Bennetts. And no, the biggest test will be, because the cat will be out of the bag with Shane at centre-back. What will Sheedy come up with something now to test Shane as a defender? We all know how good a hurler he is. Like, and could you see him maybe left half and Kieran centre back? He'd be the more traditional defender, sir, wouldn't he? He would have played full back for LIT.
Yeah, in college now, like, you put Kieran full centre wing. I was saying to Pat, the father, I said, listen, you have great hurlers, like Pat, be hurling them. But I said, the lad that's the hardest that do the job for you most, he's getting no credit at all, because Kieran Latton was kind of unheard of, and you could play him anywhere. It was very funny one day, Dana were playing, LIT was playing UL. And of course, Fitz had been over LIT, he put Kieran on Stephen. Jesus Christ.
That wasn't the day that caused all the tour, sir, was it?
It was World War II, because Kieran said nothing, like, just got him tight, and Stephen was hustling and bustling, and Jesus, boy, did I have it hot and heavy, but not a word spoken. I was saying, I went out of war, I said, which would I give it to your first lens? I said, great Horland men, like, Horland family, Horland men. Like, from Ballysagar, small club.
Some story, yeah.
He's used to play centre back in the club. The club to play centre back, centre field, centre forward. That's the way they play. Scattered.
As you traditionally would do. Yeah. I just think, lads, this is my gut on it. I think, you know, Watford now, Kevin Moran's left sitting down the last day, like, and they didn't, you know, and I still think Tip or Aline and Noel and Shammy and Brendan, the mess, don't. And I clear to clarify this every time I talk about them. And I would have mentioned it on the other show about the Galway lad. Jesus, the admiration I have for those fellas. Players of decades, you know, players of a generation. But be able to leave Kevin sitting down and saying, no, we need legs here, we need action. No, Kevin is fast still, but we need freshness, it's warm weather, we need... I think this will, over 75 or 6 or 7 minutes, I think this will go Watford's way at the end of the day. If they don't ship goals, which is with this Tip team, they'll go for goal. Like, and if John McGrath came in, and as we know, his great goal getter could nip in and get a couple of goals, then it could swing the other way. But I just think Watford, with the momentum up now, with Cahill driven for this one now, against his own crowd, which you'll be torn about, but for that shagging 70 minutes, you'll park it, you know. Watford might have enough back from.
Well, they should. Yeah, be I suppose. You know, Watford, they should be hungrier for a start. And people forgetting Watford went to All Ireland last year. That's kind of forgotten all year. They were there last
and
year.
And Munster fine.
You know, it's works like a tide of Walker is missing, but to be fair, they've covered all for him. You know, they're doing well without him, considering the player he is.
Yeah. Like they have been a bit unfortunate because and O'Keefe has gone as well. Philip O'Mahony, Padraig Manny, you know, fellas that have been great servants to Waterford down through the years. And then to lose Erla Daly, I don't know now, is he going to be back for the weekend? Like Conor Gleeson, will they go and try and get the red rescinded? Like I think that would have a bearing on it now, because I think they might struggle, Anthony, in their backs, if, like, without Daly, without De Burka, without Conor Gleeson, there are three defenders that probably would be in your starting 15. I know they have momentum, right? But Tip don't need as many games, okay? So they'll probably, if they look at the glass being half full after the Munster final, they'll say, listen, we were able to go toe-to-toe and we put Manners and Limerick in the first 35 minutes, okay? We took the foot off the pedal, but we're as good as anybody if we can produce it over 70 minutes. We've remarked already that the likes of the Bubbles is in great physical shape. The one difference that Noel McGrath, like in the league, Noel McGrath played centre-forward and had a bigger influence in the games at centre-forward. I would prefer to see him going into the forward line rather than playing him in the middle of the field. I think he'd pick up 3 or 4 points from centre forward, handy enough.
Or even a Roman corner forward.
Yeah, you know, he'd be a threat. Like, he's a threat wherever he plays. And let some other fellas doing the running, like, you know. I don't think he has, that's not in his locker anymore to be doing the work rate that's probably required. And if you were Liam Sheedy, you wouldn't be saying, Jesus, we're coming up against a very physical, fit team here. I wouldn't be dropping him, but I wouldn't be asking him to be doing donkey work that maybe I might ask Michael Breen or Dan McCormack to do. And they'd be able, and they like doing that work. That's not being disparaging to them. That's the strength of their game, is their physical presence. So if I had to call it, Dale, you were having a tenner on Dublin and Cork. If I was having a tenner on a draw, it would be this game. But I would have a slight fancy that I think Tip might scrape over the line.
Okay, TJ, what do you think? You're probably just going with the bookies all week this week, are you, with Galway on, like?
No, but I think the bookies have this right as well. I think Tip will win. I think Tip will get goals. I think that Sheedy will definitely be just wanting to kind of nail his colours to the mast and get one over Liam Cahill. He might be handing the reins over to him maybe at the end of the season. So I think he'll want to just kind of leave his mark and say, there you go. And I think he'll get another twist out of him. Tight game, can definitely go either way. And again, as Cyril said, there are just big prizes at stake now for the winners here at the weekend. It's a semi-final spot, just one step from the final. So, yeah, for me, Tip and Cork.
With Renault, passion for what drives you. Official car partner of the GAA.
A grain of rice. Want to tip the scale. Just remember that,
lad. There's a small bit of a needle there.
Now, come on, Mayo. You've got to get Andy Moran into the game.
We're missing what the show. Then we're no longer the whipping boys of Munster.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.